Welcome to Narratives. Bushfire is a feared event in Australia and unfortunately all too common. Here is a gripping account of the devastation wrought by fire, delivered in Omar's urgent style, which heightens the drama of the prose.
A monstrous, deranged chaos prevails. A cardiogram of the nation is written into the rumbling flames. From the Eyre Peninsula to Gippsland to the Blue Mountains, horizons shimmer and bend. The needle on the fire danger sign points to catastrophic and code red. Life and death are both staunch in their will to survive. The large and small clash against one another. Wind, land, fire, water, and man, all embroiled in a tussle with no resolution except that it must happen again. Sobbing and screaming, sirens, black clouds, cauliflower, rubber is scribbled on asphalt as trucks swerve through the firewall. Animals seek refuge on highways, mammals and reptiles next to each other, stunned by fear, arranged as if by design on tar so hot a man's foot can sink in it. Power generators break down and dams are filled with a turbid mixture of ash and silt. In just 2 days, a fire truck is burned to its spine, 10 people lose their lives, and hundreds of houses are destroyed. There are rumours of looting, and abandoned cars show their ribs to the sky. After the fire has moved on, people pick through the carnage of their houses like rag and bone men, with tears streaking clear lines down their masks of soot. A woman clutches a photo album to her chest while her husband sifts through bricks and broken pottery and misshapen blobs that were once glass bottles. He stoops, picks up a diamond ring, and holds it to the red sun. Sympathy and charity flow, and a school hall is turned into a makeshift camp for the displaced. People who have never met sleep side by side on donated mattresses, and many ask why it took a catastrophe of this magnitude to finally bring forth compassion in Australians. The simmering whispers now. How did it start? Lightning in the mountains? A firefighter? A glory seeker? A wannabe hero? And indeed, an off-duty fireman did arrive at the blaze a little too quickly. Some say it was live ordnance practice at the army facility that kicked it off. Some say it was the emergency services department's fault for being tardy and underprepared. The emergency services department points out that a pine forest too close to the suburbs had been allowed to grow uncontrolled for too long. Was it further proof of global warming? The Prime Minister replies that global warming is a fallacy and that bushfires had been part of Australian life for as long as anyone can remember. He poses next to the firefighters for pictures before his PA ushers him back into the chauffeur-driven car. An old woman, sitting on her veranda, notes to her daughter that the ancients had long used fire to shape the land, to create abundance, to allow flora to flourish that needed fire to release its seeds, to control the wilderness and prevent bushfires through backburning. And indeed, soon, the rejuvenation will begin. Little bluebells will appear from cracks in the earth, tiny, stark eyes that observe the world as it remakes itself. The immense gallery of black trees will grow new leaves and stand on grass as level and green as felt on a pool table. But for now, the fire, with its millions of beating hearts, understands and will understand all.
You have been listening to Omar Bin Musa reading from his book, Here Comes the Dogs. The Narratives Library is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Campus Bay FM 99.9.